What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the
No Cap Podcast. Be sure to check us out on Instagram so you can keep up with our guest stars, stories, and vlogs.
Anyway, enjoy today's episode. Peace.
Woo!
Woo!
Welcome back to the No Cap Podcast, guys. This week we have Carice. Hi, Carice.
Woo!
Hi, everybody. Hi, I'm so excited to be here this week with you guys.
Cool. All
right. Today we're talking about conspiracy theories, and we have a few that are really interesting. So the first one I really want to talk about is world being a simulation, because... Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so I think that the world... Okay, I don't think... that we're living in a simulation, but I do have a lot of thoughts about it.
But we could be.
Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, so there's like a bunch of different ideas that can come from this, but like the one that where you are, everyone in your life is not really real, and it's kind of just like meant for you. So like everything that goes on in your life, like it's only you are actually living it. So like everyone else there is kind of like not actually living. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no. Like, There's two different sort of beliefs about the simulation theory. That one is that there's that we're all different people and that we're all living inside of a simulated world.
Uh-huh.
And then the more popular one is that you yourself are you are one being who is living in a single simulation,
right,
where everyone around you is just a simulated being.
But
right.
But then brings me to the point, like, how are you chosen to be that
person?
That's
the thing.
Yeah.
Like, but maybe we are all alive but in different like situations and like. So, like, I'm living right now, and all of you three are just, like, here.
Right, we're
but,
just, like,
but,
a
like
bunch
you,
of zeros and ones.
But what you're saying right now is not real to you.
But it is.
But
because I'm here.
Yes.
If you think about something like a multiverse, then that everyone can have their own sort of dimension, I guess, where everyone has their own world
right.
that they live in. And everyone around them is sort of based off of real people who are living in a different
because for
oh,
let's
God,
say
yeah.
my simulation, like, you guys are here, but, like, you're not... real.
But it's my simulation.
No, because you're just saying that because you're trying to respond to what I'm saying in my world to make me feel sane. But you're not
you
actually
your own
real.
World.
And
but then you're
no,
saying this
no,
in
there's
my
a,
simulation.
There's a possibility. No!
Get out of my simulation!
No, that you're saying this because you're trying to make me feel like it's like not a simulation, but it's actually you're not like here. Like, you know, like you're not you're not actually thinking what you're thinking. And there's a possibility that you're not even real, like, in any simulation. Like, you can't, maybe you're not even having your own simulation, you're only in mine.
But I'm conscious right now.
That's what you think.
That's what I know.
No, you think that.
If I'm living in a simulation, then you're just saying that you're conscious just so that I am.
But I'm conscious.
Yeah,
but
that's what.
I'm...
No, you're. You think
this is scaring me, Loki.
No, but like, okay, so let's say this is Santi's simulation.
Yeah.
I'm talking. And I'm thinking, but it's only relevant to Santi.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm saying what I'm saying, but, like, it's not for my life. Like, everything that I do is irrelevant.
Yeah, maybe whatever's running the simulation just got Luisa's sort of model to say that to me.
Exactly.
So that I would grow less skeptical that there is a simulation.
Right.
So that you're being so skeptical about it. Maybe it's just the people running the simulation making someone skeptical
so that we talk about it, so that yeah, so like
I mean that's kind of scary if it's real, like if you really think about it, like we're all living in our own, like
what if we're all just like a bunch of canisters just on some distant planet just like floating?
What if we're just like souls?
What
like what if we're just like we're not people, but we just have, like, souls that, like, think, and that's what we're simulating to. Like, we don't actually... People... What if people don't exist?
So then, if we die, what happens then? Going based on this...
You start over.
The simulation over and over
like
again.
No.
But is it the same simulation, or do you start in, like, another body?
I don't know.
I think that you would just, like, completely, like, forget everything that already happened.
And then
would
restart
just
it all
restart,
in the cycle.
And, like, I don't believe any of this, by the way. I just think it's really interesting.
No,
I might. No, I definitely don't. But, like, if you die, you don't, like, start over. You just, like, you start over, but you have no remembering
of what
happened
before.
Like, you don't know that you already died.
Wait, yeah. I remember Sansi and I went on boys' weekend. We were at Joe's house in the Keys, and we were just sitting in the pool at like 1 a.m. just talking about the deepest crap possible.
Yeah, we really were.
It was the weirdest thing because we were all just like laying there, just floating in the water, like, what gives life meaning? It was weird.
Yeah,
it was weird, but it was so cool.
It was.
I think
that's scary.
I think that life itself is just really strange because we're living just to give. Like, most people live like basically the same way. You're born and then you go to school and then you get a job to make money for a family and then you die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like everyone has accepted that that's what life is.
Exactly.
And like, it's like, what if you don't want to do that? Like, everyone lives the same life. Everyone just does the same thing so that their kid can have the same life.
Exactly. And it's a cycle.
And it just keeps on happening. And no one's doing anything different. I don't know.
I know.
What is that?
I don't know enough about that. I know what Sword Art Online is.
I don't.
Like, okay, for our audio listeners, like, Sonny, like, talk about Sword Art. Talk to, like, Sword Art Online.
Speak.
So
I can't speak.
There's also a lot of pop culture references to things similar to the simulation theory. Two of the most famous ones being obviously the movie about the Matrix.
Right, the Matrix.
Oh, yeah,
Matrix.
Yeah.
That's very much, you know, related to this topic. Same thing with Sword Art Online, almost entirely based off of the concept of living in a simulation.
But, like, but the thing with Sword Art Online.
Oh, wait, what is that?
Yeah.
It's like, okay,
Sword
so it's like a game, right? And they put, like, on, like, immersive headgear, and so they're, like, in the game.
Yeah,
it's like
so,
VR, but like next level.
Sword Art Online is an animated series about
irrelevant.
It's about sort of these characters who are put into a VR game, a simulation, in which they can physically move around and feel everything. They have like full sort of.
Like
that episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Black Mirror.
That
Black
episode.
I
watched
about that episode for hours.
Yeah, so it's sort of.
Oh, is it like Ready Player One?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So there's
sure.
a lot of pop
Kay.
Culture around simulation theory. One of the most popular, especially right now, you know, theories that's going around, conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Yeah, that episode of Black Mirror was crazy.
I did not watch it. I haven't watched Black
Mirror.
We're not
going to spoil it for you.
All right.
That's the only episode I've ever watched.
Of Black Mirror?
I've never watched an episode of Black
Mirror. No, wait. Tell me about it.
Okay, so basically, it's these, like, two college friends, right? And they used to play this video game, right? And then later on, years later, they, like, get reunited. And then one of the friends gives the other friend, like, a new modern version of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, with VR, and it's, like, 10 times, like, cooler, right? So in the game, like, you start and then they're like in like the game, like they're actually fighting, but as a character, you know what I mean? So then in the game, one of the friends kisses the other one, and then
oh,
he's
wait,
like,
"Yes,
wait, let her keep
talking."
What?
Yes.
Oh my
so
God.
One of the friends kisses the other one, and he's super creeped out, and then he like gets out of the game,
oh
and then comes
God,
back,
I
like
remember.
Takes off the goggle set. And he's, like, super creeped out. He's like, whoa, what happened? And then in real life, they, like, meet up and they're like, what happened? Like, why'd you do that? He's like, oh, sorry, man. Like,
wait, was
I don't
guys?
Even remember what. Yeah.
Oh.
But one was a girl in the video game and the other was a guy.
Did
in
they
the
know
game.
That it was each other?
Yeah, they were playing
yeah.
with
oh,
each other.
Oh, what?
In
like,
the game.
It was like Anthony Mackie and that other. I don't know who the other guy was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you guys watched the movie iRobot with, is it with Will Smith, I think?
No.
It's from, okay, no one has, is it with Will Smith? Can you look up, is it with,
yeah.
Okay, it is literally, no one has watched this movie, and it's so good. It's literally about, like,
yeah,
robots.
Will
yeah, Will Smith, yeah. It's so good. It's about these robots that, like, become like conscious and they have emotions and they start taking over the world, but it's literally such an incredible movie and it's so realistic, like it can happen.
It's 56% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't
know. Oh wow.
Okay, whatever, it's really good. No, just trust me, it's so good. It's like old, like it's from like when we were born, 2004, but
yeah,
I saw your computer.
Oh.
but it's really good, and there's, like, this one, like, main character robot, and Will Smith is, like, the guy who's, like, really skeptical about, all the robots, and it's incredible. You guys really should watch it, but anyways,
we'll
what if...
look that up.
I feel like people are still trying to give robots like consciousness. But oh, you have watched it?
Yeah, I've watched the movie.
Isn't
yeah.
it good?
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
It's so good.
I know it has a bad rating, but a lot of times how good a movie is really depends on how much you relate to it, or how much you feel.
Yeah.
It is more than
I used to watch it all the time.
Or if you like the genre too.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it's genuinely really,
really
really good.
If
it's,
anyone doesn't know, I know it recently got something really popular about it. Is there's a meme about one of the robots from iRobot just turning around and saying no. I don't know. If you
guys know
that meme. I don't that's, know. That's from iRobot. Oh. That is definitely from iRobot.
Well, it's a really good movie. But anyways,
is it on Netflix?
I don't think so. I have the DVD. Oh. That's how old it is.
Oh, wow.
But it's really, really good. And what's scary to me is that people are still trying to give. Was that the meme?
No.
Oh my god, the graphics are so terrible. I don't remember the graphics being that
bad.
I remember it being so incredible.
I mean, it was 2004, so.
I remember it being so cool. I was like, oh my god, like this looks so real. Like
sometimes recently, like I'll
go back and watch old movies.
And
you're like,
oh my god. Shows like The Backyardigans.
Yeah.
Looks so incredibly bad.
Terrible.
I
know.
Trash.
And then when you're a kid, you're like, this is beautiful.
So I think about this like a lot. Like TV shows and movies like take a couple years to produce.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? So like all the technology that's used in there is at least like a year old
mm-hmm.
by the time it surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
So literally there could be like just programs out there like for future movies that we have like
no idea about.
Like the
about.
Graphics
exactly.
could be just insane and
yeah.
like that's so cool.
I really like, okay, well, just by the way, my favorite show is Supernatural, and they're finishing on their 15th season, and you can like see the like quality of the show
just
go
change.
Up through the entire show, and it's so cool because the beginning all the shots are really dark, like really terribly lit, and then like you can see like the phones going from like flip phones
yeah,
to like
smartphones,
and it's really cool, and I love that.
I love
but,
seeing that in shows.
Yeah.
About the technology thing that you were talking about, one thing that I do know exists is I don't know if you guys have ever seen the difference between, for example, just an HD screen and then a 4K screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4K screens nowadays are so popular because they look so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now there's movies being shot in 8K. But on top of that, there's developers working on 12K, which is insane. It's like really, really good. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, there's a lot of technology currently coming out
yeah.
for filmmaking, stuff like that.
I
wow.
love film. It's dope. Hey guys, if you follow Beans After Dark on Twitter.
Why?
Because there's a guy drinking orange juice out of
that's not orange.
I don't know what it's
that yellow.
Me in the back of the drug testing facility with all the samples.
That's
have you guys watched What Happened to Monday on
no.
Netflix?
No, talk about it.
That
oh,
one.
I saw
with
that.
With the siblings,
I was gonna
they're like
it.
Twins. They're not twins. They're like, what was it, seven of them?
I don't know. Tell us about it.
Okay. So it's like in this world, it's like years later, and basically like overpopulation. So basically each family can only have like one kid, I believe
mm-hmm.
it was. And one lady, she had seven kids.
Oh.
So the grandpa, what he did was he made them look exactly alike perfectly. And they were all named Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
oh.
Thursday, whatever. And then Monday would go on Mondays, Tuesdays would go out on Tuesdays. And then they had to look exactly the same because the government had like sensors and everything. So when one literally broke her finger or something, all of them had to break their finger. It was crazy.
Ew, that's really cool.
You have to watch
like
the concept.
They had to do it like...
Yeah, because then the government would find out. And there's a really shocking twist at the end, so you should watch.
Okay, I will. But,
Okay. Crazy.
I was going to say something, but I forgot.
Technology.
Technology.
What happened to Monday?
No, I was trying to say earlier, like a long time ago, and people cut me off. But I was trying to say that, like, we keep on trying to give. Can you not? We keep on trying to give, like, robots, like, the ability to become as close to humans as possible, like,
mm-hmm.
mentally, emotionally, and consciously. But, like, we are so obsessed with, like, being equal in our society, and yet we're trying to give robots, like, the ability to be just like us. Do we understand that they would become the superior race? And just, like, annihilate us.
Yeah, I don't see what the point in doing that would be anyway. Like,
I mean, we can keep advancing technology, but
why
would you give robots
power.
The ability to feel emotions?
Mm-hmm.
And plus, they're going to be, like, smarter than us, and
exactly.
I just don't understand the thought process. Like, why would you do that? I don't know.
And eventually, like, people won't even have to go to work. Like, what's going to happen with that?
Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth.
Ooh.
Earth is not Earth. Earth is not Earth. Earth is a treadmill.
What?
What?
Yeah. No,
like,
I'm so,
like
so.
The Earth doesn't spin. Like, the crust just, like, rotates on, like, a ball inside. It's like, do you guys remember, like, those things, like, from commercials that we used to watch? Like,
the
like,
Fushigi?
The Fushigi ball. Like,
I had
was, like,
one. That's the only reason that I know
like,
what it's
that's
called.
That's what Earth is. Like, it just, like, a ball rotates inside of another
uh-huh.
ball.
Yeah, so some people believe that, for the Hollow Earth theory, that we may live on the surface of the Earth, but there's much more to explore on the inside of the Earth.
Okay, but what about science?
Oh,
like,
I mean, you could say these for flat Earth.
Forget
flat
about
earth.
Science.
Okay, well, flat Earth is the dumbest thing literally ever, okay?
Yeah.
Flat Earth, like, what?
Let's talk about flat Earth then.
Flat Earth, bro, what makes you think
who
that?
Even, like,
who,
came up with that?
No.
Honestly.
Who was like, oh, yes, Earth is
flat.
Okay, what? That doesn't make any sense. How do we not fall off of it, first of all? How do we, like, rotate around the sun if we're not, it's, imagine, like, a penny.
Exactly.
Wait,
no,
do they think, wait, do they think it's flat like a penny where
yeah.
it has some like width?
No.
Or
it's
is it like
actually
like
flat
like paper?
It's actually
yeah.
flat and there's just like a black hole like underneath it. Like so when you're going down into the earth, like you're just going into another universe where like there's dirt.
What?
I
Who
don't.
Who believes
no.
this?
I do.
No, you
oh
don't.
Oh my god, cool.
No,
like,
my god.
Okay, but here's the thing with like the whole like flat earth thing. Like the way you're like, how do we have night and day then? It's the treadmill theory. Like, it just rotates around the penny. Like,
oh, my God. No.
No.
The
treadmill theory.
No. Okay,
the
flat
Earth.
Earth
pedal
I genuinely, like, what? How can you think that? Like, the amount of, like, evidence that there is, like, how can you still think that?
Yeah,
exactly.
There's been an insane amount of evidence to prove against it. I know one of the things that people do a lot is try and prove using lights or beams, for example,
mm-hmm.
try and get the sunlight with sundials on different parts of the Earth and
right.
prove if the Earth were flat, then they would show the same reading, but they don't because of the curvature of the Earth. And also, a lot of times, a flat Earth tests are sort of flawed because they sort of try and assume that the Earth is perfectly round, which it is not. The Earth is definitely not.
It's ovular.
Wait, I really
ovular,
just want to
I
say
love that word.
That Curry's offered gold.
Curry's realized.
Curry's offered gold peanuts, and he just like. He's
like
allergic.
Slice your
he was like,
there's
no. And
he's
then
allergic.
He's like, I would die.
That was really
I'll
funny.
I'll eat nuts. I'll go into anaphylaxis.
If you're touched by nuts, we'll like.
No.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's only if I consume them. So,
okay.
Listeners, if you want to kill me, then just give me something with nuts.
Jesus, dark.
Oh my god.
I love.
What about the moon
I love
landing?
Killing people
I,
with
no,
nuts.
I was gonna say I love nuts, but.
Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
I love
peanuts and
peanuts,
almonds. Like,
almonds, walnuts, cashews,
say.
All of them.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So, what if someone made a movie where Earth was flat?
Do it. I'm sure there is.
How? No, there's definitely not.
But, like.
And, like, if Earth really is flat, then, like. What if it is flat? Like, that's a really good question. Like,
again.
What if we're dumb?
Yeah. What if we're dumb? What if we are the dumb ones?
What if we're intelligent, though?
Something that might have an explanation for that is that not necessarily the Earth is extremely flat, because obviously we still have mountains and everything like that. It
yeah.
could be sort of a dome-shaped, sort of a semicircle.
Like a bowl?
Yeah, a lot of people assume that it's sort of a semicircle shape.
Guys, we created a new theory. Earth bowl
the
theory.
Bowl
the
Earth.
Bowl theory.
Theory.
Invertible, I guess.
Yeah, but like, no. I don't know. I think that I don't understand how people genuinely believe that. Like, I don't know.
When they went to go see the moon, they should have checked it out for us.
So the moon landing.
It was all production. It was
I don't.
All
I genuinely.
Hollywood.
This is the only conspiracy theory that I don't know what I believe. I don't know if it happened or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, me too.
Because my dad doesn't think that the moon landing happened, and you don't think it happened. Do you think it happened?
Well, okay. I'm like, I don't know.
I really don't know.
There's, like, some evidence to support that it didn't happen, though.
But mm-hmm. there is one big thing that, like is, like, okay, it probably happened. I just remember, this sticks out to me, because it was, like, one of those moments where you're just like, okay, maybe it's true. Because, like, I was talking to my 7th grade science teacher, and he was like, we were having, like, an argument about this in class. Like, the whole class was, like, arguing with him. Like, it didn't happen. And he's like, there's a literal, like, piece of metal on the moon where if you, like, shine a laser at it, it'll come back and hit you.
and like that proves that we were there and we like put that there.
But what if we just didn't put it there and like
and
we
like
sent
an alien
something.
Put it there?
No, like so we sent something to put it there, but we didn't actually go there.
Because the technology wasn't as advanced back then.
Okay, I think I don't know. Like I don't have an opinion on it to be honest, because I think that there's like we were in a race. Like we could have just done it to try and like win, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we also could have actually done it, but I don't know, because I know everyone's like, oh, why don't we do it again? Like, why haven't we done it
again?
Yeah,
why haven't we done it
again? I don't understand why haven't we done it again. Like, I know there's probably, like, good reasoning, like money maybe, but I don't know.
There was one mission sent out in the 80s that was meant to land, but they crashed before they even left the atmosphere. Do you guys remember?
No, I don't remember.
Getting
no.
nerfed.
The 30th anniversary just passed of an attempted moon landing mission that completely failed because the rocket crashed.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Really?
And everyone aboard died.
But like,
yeah,
when you think about the production of the moon landing, like if it was done in Hollywood, like how like the amount of like thought that it had to take to like replicate like a moon condition is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But also like how if it's fake, people would want to come out and say like, oh, I was part of this, you know, like
right.
People would want to be like. Getting clout, I guess, for saying like I know it's fake because I was there.
But wouldn't the government be like, you cannot say anything?
Yeah,
like,
but
or
like,
else.
Yeah, but like social media. Like,
yeah, but if anyone has a power to completely enforce a non-disclosure agreement, it's a government. If the government doesn't want people to know something and you know it,
they're
able to do everything in their power,
mm-hmm.
you know, to stop that. I know I looked it up. The mission is called the Challenger. I just remember.
The Challenger.
Yeah,
Challenger.
The Challenger.
That's the one that crashed.
The Challenger,
yeah,
like
yeah.
My favorite car.
The
Dodge Challenger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dodge. I just said Dodge.
The Dodge Challenger.
The Dodge Challenger.
And the Charger. They're so nice.
Yeah. The highest model of the Dodge Challenger is called the Dodge Demon. It's there's only like 3,000. It's the fastest production car for a quarter mile in the world. Crazy. It's super fast.
Nerd.
You cannot be talking. You are
what?
A Star Wars fanatic. You literally cannot call anyone else a nerd.
He wants a Ford Explorer though, right?
Huh?
It's the Explorer that you want, right?
Yeah, Ford Explorer. That
you're
is my car.
With nice rims.
Black rims.
Black.
Okay,
boom.
Well, I want the Dodge Challenger that's white with black rims and a red interior.
Put it in the comments section.
Oh, also a Stingray.
Guys.
The Corvette Stingray.
Really? You like that car?
I love it. My dad has always liked Corvettes.
Oh.
So like I've been, I don't know, but I love the Stingray so much. Oh my god, that car is so nice.
I don't want to have a project car. Like I really want to get an old beat up like car that I can just
I don't want one of these for my first car. I'm like
later on. I think my dream car later on would be an RE8. But I want my first car to be a project car, something that I can work on. And
yeah,
that would
be really
cool.
Mm-hmm.
You want like an old car or like just a?
It can be any car. Just a,
I also really
this,
like retro cars.
Okay.
Retro cars are really cool too.
Yeah,
like I love like how like boxy and wide they were.
Yeah.
I love that.
My dad loves classic cars, like 1960s
cars. I really
cars.
Like classic cars too.
Yeah, they look sick. I think they're really pretty cars.
Yeah.
I'd just like to mention that my throat is starting to close up since Carice opened her nuts. I didn't know that would happen.
Oh my god, I apologize.
I think this is going to be a very bad experience, but whatever. Hopefully I won't die. No, I'm good. Hey guys, sorry to interrupt. I just want to mention that this week's episode of the No Cap Podcast is sponsored by Boca High's production of Chicago. The 6-time Tony Award-winning musical Chicago is coming to Boca High. Production is going to be running from February 27th to March 1st, and tickets are on sale now, and they're going to sell out fast, so pick them up while you can. You can buy them in advance at bocadrama.com, or you can pay at the door. It's $5 for students. Just bring your student ID, otherwise $10 for general admission. Either way, it's a great show. You're not going to want to miss it. Check it out. It's running for a while. Go out and support the Boca High Drama Department, and thank you to Boca High for sponsoring this week's video. All right, back to the app. Peace.
So the next conspiracy theory that I want to talk about is the Mandela effect. So you guys have heard of it, right?
Yeah.
Right. Of course.
Okay. So like, just for the people who don't know, it's basically that like, I don't know if you guys remember in 2012 when they're like, the world's going to end at like 2:00 or whatever. But basically when they like claim that the world's going to end, we were sent into a different dimension. And then in that new dimension.
What? This is not the Mandela effect.
That's the one that I got. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The Mandela effect is the one where, like, it's, like,
It's like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Does Curious George have a tail?
So when we went to this new dimension, things starting to change.
Yeah, every single time that you notice something new, it's because we're in a different dimension and the world ended without ever.
I did not know that. Wait.
Yeah. You guys didn't know that? I thought
the Mandela effect was just like you like looking at something.
I thought it was just being stupid.
No, I thought it was just like you like looking at something or hearing something like when you were a kid. And then, like, now it's, like, different.
No. Mm-mm. I can tell you why it's called the Mandela Effect.
I remember, too.
There's a belief that Mandela, he died a long time ago in prison.
Yeah.
And so some people tried to prove it, for example, by looking at, like, the Google statistics of how often people would look something up. And way back in the day when he was still in prison, apparently there was people searching about Mandela's, like, a big spike in Mandela's death.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went back down, and it was completely silent until, of course, Mandela died just recently.
It's kind of black.
And so, yeah, that's why it's called Mandela Effect, because people think that the world ended, and then Mandela was, again, sort of, like, he came back, and then, once again, he died. That's why it's called the Mandela Effect.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. It's everywhere.
The one that really strikes me is the Chick-fil-A one.
What's the Chick-fil-A one?
So, didn't you remember, like, back then, Chick-fil-A was spelled C-H-I-C, and then filet, instead of with a K? I could have sworn.
No, I think, I always thought that I had a C as well.
No. I could have sworn it had just a C.
I know it has a K.
Grab the sauce packet.
You see how it is now?
It has a K.
Chick-fil-A.
Fil-A.
Because otherwise it would be Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's why I always thought it was kind of weird.
I think that's the only one that I did not believe. Pikachu?
Yep.
Why are you doing?
So there's another
Mandela effect. Oh, about his tail.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah! Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Pikachu's tail. The black
stripe on the back of Pikachu's tail.
For viewers at home, there's another Mandela effect thing that people all seem to have remembered that Pikachu, the Pokemon, at the end of his tail had a sort of a brown stripe.
Yeah, he does.
That's what he's known for.
But no, he doesn't. It's completely yellow. The tail is fully yellow.
What?
No,
that can't be
true. There's no yellow on his tail. In fact, the only real change between two different Pikachus would be, for example, like, this is such a nerd thing, but a male Pikachu has a square tail, and then a female Pikachu has a heart tail. Yeah.
I did not even know there was genders of Pokemon.
Really?
What?
I thought they were just Pokemon.
Yeah, me too.
You thought they were genders?
Yeah,
wow, he doesn't have a black stripe. That's
what?
So weird.
Look,
it's only on the...
on the tip of his ears or whatever.
On the tip of his ears and, like, on the... Like,
but,
close to his butt part of the tail.
Mm.
No, but that's Pichu. But
Pichu was never popular during the time that everyone...
No one cares about Pichu.
What? He's so cute. What are
you
talking about?
Raichu's better.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Pokemon right now.
I never used or played with.
No, I definitely started collecting Pokemon before my brother did, and then I got him into it, and then he got way too into it, and I was like, oh, no, thank
it's
you.
It's not cool anymore.
No, it was only cool when I had it. No, oh my God, all the stuff like Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Bakugan, Beyblades, all that stuff.
I remember Beyblades.
All the adults say Beyblades.
Yeah.
And also,
all the little kids, too.
Like really? Oh, the Beyblades,
Beyblades. Got it.
Yeah, Beyblade.
Let it rip.
That's fine.
In an epic battle.
No!
No,
it's time to bow down.
No place for backing down. Beyblades, Beyblades, let it rip.
Beyblade, Beyblade.
All right.
Cool. You can cut this out.
No, that was a bit. You committed to the bit. I'm going to keep that.
Another thing is like, okay, so let's say that the Mandela effect is, like, true, and, like, he did have a black thing on his tail, which I think he did. Did they, like, wipe the computers? Like, how did that work?
No, but why did we think he had a black thing on his tail? Because he doesn't. Like, he doesn't at all. He never did.
No, but, like, you just
But
see
why?
It. Why does that happen?
And why does everyone agree?
Yeah.
Because we all saw it.
But where?
And
in the other universe.
It's not in Google, though. So when we go to a new universe, does, like, Google change in a way or something?
Well, Google is a concept of human making, so, yeah. I mean, then it goes back to, like, we're all in a simulation. Like, the simulation just changes. Like, they just change 1-0.
Okay, well, talking about tails, did Curious George have a tail?
No.
He
I know for a fact.
No, he definitely did not.
No, he didn't.
But, like, imagine him with a tail. It looks, like, okay. He looks like he could have a tail.
I just looked up a list of, Mandela effects. The Berenstain Bears.
That one is definitely
this one actually bothers me so much because I had. Do you guys remember those books that were like hardcover and really thin and had like the gold like edge on it?
Yeah.
Okay, I had so many of those and they were the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
Like, that's how, like, my mom would read it to me, and that's how I remember. It's Berenstain.
Yeah.
But it's Berenstain.
That makes no sense. Like, even just looking at it, Berenstain looks way,
like
more
who,
accurate.
What? I don't... That one actually really trips me up because it does not make sense to me. It was Berenstain Bears. It was not Berenstain Bears.
There's no T in Skechers.
What?
No, that's
look up
not.
Skechers. It's S-K-E-C-H-E-R-S, not
Skechers.
S-K-E.
I remember
Skechers,
a T.
Skechers.
Skechers.
No.
What?
This is...
Oh, and the Fruit
Loops!
Loops.
Oh,
Fruit
my
Loops.
God.
Wait, was it...
It is
F-R-O-O-T?
This one.
Fruit
it's
Loops.
O-O-T.
Yeah.
But it's not U-I-T. Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and the Monopoly Man,
that,
if he had a monocle
that's
or
what
not.
He's known for.
The little monocle, right?
Why do we... Okay, I just looked
that's
up...
That's exactly
I just,
how I would picture
I just looked
Pikachu.
Up the picture of Pikachu with the, yeah, with the black tail and the yellow tail. It looks familiar.
Okay,
yeah.
But,
the
like...
Black tail,
the
like,
black tail,
I've seen
that's
that
exactly
before.
How you would picture
mm-hmm.
it. Like, even with, like,
the
like,
the
triangle-ish shape.
Right.
And it makes sense. Like, the top of his ears are black, and it, like, all goes together, too.
Yeah.
Kit Kat had a dash.
No, it did not.
It did.
No, it did
it
not.
Never has.
It never had a dash.
It had a dash.
Kit Kat did not have a dash.
I know.
Fruit
of
the
loom.
Loom.
There is not...
a cornucopia!
I swear to God, I've bought
no.
Fruit of the Loom at Kmart.
No.
And I've seen a cornucopia.
Oh,
no,
wait,
I feel
wait,
like...
It doesn't have a cornucopia?
It doesn't.
No, but I
it's
feel like...
A, thing of fruit. Mm. Sorry,
I feel like it used to have it and it doesn't anymore. Cause I remember seeing it before, but recently I have not seen it.
That's the Mandela effect.
Yeah. And then I love Space Jam.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite movie
oh, yeah.
of all time.
Yeah.
And it's with like the Looney Tune characters. And Looney Tunes is not tunes like it's like cartoons.
Yeah.
Not tunes
it's
like music tunes.
Looney Tunes has always been
what?
Cartoons, T-O-N-S.
As a Star Wars fan, I'm fuming right now.
Why?
Because I just looked up one more. C-3PO has a silver leg.
No, he does not.
Even the biggest Star Wars fans and Halloween costume sets get this wrong. The robot isn't all gold. He has one silver piece on his... That's not
no,
true.
No, he does not.
I don't think that's true.
No, look it up. He does not have a silver leg.
Crazy.
And then the other one with Star Wars, the Luke, I am your father one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really like,
yeah,
no, I am your father.
Wait,
wasn't
you,
it?
What do you mean?
He doesn't say, you know, everyone's like, Luke, I am your father.
Yeah.
It's no, I am your father. He doesn't say Luke.
Ooh. But everyone says Luke.
Oh, my God, he does.
It's not silver. It's just lighter gold.
That's just the camera.
No, look.
No.
The thing is, it never looked different to me.
It looks
the same.
Okay, I guess.
That's crazy.
No, he does have it.
Yeah.
It's just, but it's not silver. It's just a, like
it's
a different
shade of
gold.
Shade of gold.
Yeah. That's irrelevant.
There we go, right there.
No.
That's kind of whack.
Irrelevant.
Okay. Can't the actor verify that, though?
Yeah, he can, but who's going
to Chartreuse?
Chartreuse
is pink.
I,
who would think chartreuse is green?
I didn't even know chartreuse was a word.
Me too.
Oh. Okay, well, apparently some people like imagine chartreuse as a green color, but it's pink. That's not even a debate. Oh my gosh, Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump is a really sad movie.
I've never watched it. What's it about?
Oh my God. Are you serious, Carice?
All I know is that quote at the end, but like...
What is it?
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Wait, go back to it.
Right?
It's not what Forrest Gump, played by the amazing Tom Hanks, actually said. If you listen closely, he says, life was like a box of chocolates.
Oh, wait, that actually is really, like...
We're regretting all those Instagram captions right now.
Wait, life is like a box of... It's actually, life was like a box of chocolates. That's interesting. I mean, I guess. Anyways.
I think we can move on.
We
can move on
from the Mandela
effect.
Yeah. Wait, what's that one?
What?
This one.
Gandalf?
Yes.
Run, you fools. But it's actually fly, you fools.
Why, you fools?
Okay.
Okay, but I think we can all agree about Looney Tunes and Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Transition time.
Please stop. That was so unnecessary. Illuminati!
Let's get to the meat of what conspiracy theories come from.
Illuminati.
We all know what the Illuminati is.
Do you guys think Beyonce's a part of it?
Okay,
yes.
Wait.
All celebrities are a part of it.
I know Illuminati, but I kind of don't understand it, like, honestly.
So,
go ahead.
Are they bad?
Come over here.
Okay.
Yeah, just come over in here and talk about it, because the audio is just so bad. Just come over here.
So the basis of the Illuminati is that it's basically a society of, you know, big figures in today's society, you know, celebrities, politicians, people of power, basically, influencers, who quote-unquote sell their souls to the devil, right? So in trade for selling their souls to the devil, they'll get success, they'll get, you know, sometimes people think immortality, more power, whatever it be. And people try and prove this by finding different sort of demonic messages that may be hidden within many different aspects of pop culture reference. I know there was one Rihanna music video that was heavily analyzed, and people thought that they found demonic messages in there. There was, for example, some people think that, like, Monster Energy drink, like the thing itself, that the can is demonic because of the three scratches and whatever, the Holy Trinity, whatever it means, you know how big it is. And so, yeah, there's a lot. It's sort of a society that of people in power who decide to sell themselves a form of power, but at the same time it's considered evil because they're selling their souls in the first place. Obviously, it's, I don't, do you guys think it's plausible?
I think it's no.
No. But I did see this thing, and I was like, Beyonce's a part of the Illuminati. Blue Ivy stands for born living under evil.
Oh my god, that's such a far stretch. Okay, Cole's freaking out because he wants to talk about how Walt Disney is alive, but
the amount of Disney conspiracies out there are just insane.
It's insane.
Walt Disney is in cryo, at like the small world, he's in cryo. He's like just frozen in ice.
Oh.
And like the small world ride is like a passage to hell. Okay, so there was this one.
How does that make any sense at all?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Literally, listeners, just go home and like look up Disney conspiracy theories, and you'll find like thousands. It was a creepypasta.
I don't know what that is. What
it's okay. It's like internet stories.
Creepypastas are internet stories that are shared on different forums. It was really an old thing. It was like a late thousands type of thing.
Okay. You know, like Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, Jeff the Killer.
Jeff the Killer. That's what it was.
Slenderman.
Yeah.
Those are all
creepypastas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
So, I was on YouTube. Well, my friend told me about this, and it was this one. It's a fake story, obviously, but it's like this one Disney cast member who like works in Disney as like a therapist for guests, like, or Trump. It's this weird, horrible story. It's just so chilling and so scary, and I listened to it at like 2 o'clock in the morning, so it just messed me up for the rest of the night. I'm gonna try and find like. Go ahead and talk. Like, I'm going to try and find...
But
like,
if he's in cryotherapy or whatever, if his body's... whatever it's called.
Just get cryo.
If his body's frozen, that doesn't necessarily mean he's alive.
Well, I mean, no, that's what people think. People think that there's technology that isn't available to the public in which people of power or, you know, just people who have money or influence can freeze their bodies and later be thawed and come back to life. And so, therefore, elongating their life through a point in which they may not want to, you know, endure or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
I don't.
If you
want
to see the future, the whole idea is if you want to see the future, you can freeze your body for, let's say, 100 years.
But why would you
do that?
Sort of
like, you know, Aang from Avatar.
I know they freeze bodies sometimes, like, when their funeral is going to be in a couple weeks to preserve it. But that's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Would you do that?
Huh?
Would you do that?
You know... Hell yeah, of course I would.
That was so, he was like, you know, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah,
I thought he was going to say, no, hell yeah.
If I was, let's say, like, 80 years old or 85, and I knew that my time was coming soon, and I was still, and there was, you know, certain things.
Wait,
that
but
would
you want to
happen.
Be old in a future where you don't understand things?
You could be old with, for example, your children or your grandchildren. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, if you stay frozen for like a long time, and you're in like the future, you're not gonna understand anything anymore because you're gonna
I mean, but you could be
Captain America.
Could be
fine.
Yeah.
Captain America is Chris Evans, and Chris Evans is superior to every single human being on the planet. That is different. We're talking about Santi.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh wow. So that. I didn't even notice that was an insult until just now. No, but yeah, no. It's just sort of it's you if you got frozen for 30 years. Then you wouldn't have too hard a time catching up. You could be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
I feel like if my time comes, then it's like that's the end. You know?
I don't want to live too long.
You don't?
No.
I want to live pretty long.
I know.
I mean I want to live long because I was healthy enough to live long.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to live like a life that's like you know, a good life. But I don't want to live. I don't want to be like 100 something. I don't want to.
I don't think that's. Yeah, I feel like at that point you'll spend 1 or 2 decades in almost complete disability. You know what I mean?
I don't want my kids to have to take care of me. You know what
I
mean? Like that's it's a burden on them in a sense.
You found what?
I found the creepy Disney creepypasta thing. Honestly, so I don't even want to mention it anymore.
Yeah, there's so much. There's literally so much.
Like, it's so scary.
But yeah,
it's,
one aspect of those conspiracy theories, we're not really going to cover it, but that creepypastas in general, those are all conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Slenderman, Jeff the Killer, all those. Obviously, they're created online, and so they're meant to be fake, but, you know.
If you want to listen to it, look up the Disneyland Death Pact. It's the scariest, like, story. It's horrible.
She had a nightmare
that
night?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I probably peed myself.
I cannot listen to scary things. I was listening to the only podcast that I listen to that's Unfiltered by Heath and Zane from the Vlog Squad, and they were talking about like someone breaking into their house, and I turned it off and I went to sleep. I can't listen to anything,
especially scary. At 2 a.m. right before bed. Like, I can't. No, I could never.
Okay. Is there anything else?
No, go ahead.
We can cut this out. Do you guys want to talk about Bigfoot? Bigfoot. There's a lot of cool stuff about Bigfoot.
I don't know.
Santi wants to talk about Bigfoot,
okay.
So go ahead,
Bigfoot.
Dude.
All right, listen. The reason we need to talk about Bigfoot, guys, listeners, is Bigfoot
listeners.
Is possibly
screw us. Like,
yeah.
Just talk to
the
listeners.
Just you and me.
Just
give me
have a private conversation.
Someone on one time. Okay, so listen. Bigfoot.
Oh my God.
ASMR. But
cut that out.
No,
okay,
so basically, we can't avoid Bigfoot. Bigfoot is one of the biggest, you know, conspiracy theories, especially in pop culture. Bigfoot is huge. Everyone knows about Bigfoot.
That was a because he's huge.
Oh wow, good one.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, there's signs why Bigfoot could be real. Signs, you know, different reasons why it almost definitely isn't real. So Bigfoot, obviously, we all know him is the really big hairy man. You know, like the Yeti, that just terrorizes. Yeah, that people think that they're all related. You know, there's also there's like a Southeast Asian myth. I can't remember what it is, but it's also very similar to those. So it started a while ago with this little boy who was lost in the woods. This was a real story, and the police search to find him went on and on until they found him sitting on the side of a road, and he talked about this big hairy man who carried him from the top of a mountain back down to safety, and so everyone was super confused, and that's the news.
That's so sketchy.
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah, and so the whole like phrase was coined from the reporter who talked about it, who called the creature Bigfoot. And then it started off of that. There's obviously, everyone knows, there's whole shows about hunting Bigfoot. There's a town, the town, I can't remember the name, but there's a town, the town in Washington or Oregon, wherever, somewhere in the Northwest, that talks about, like, it's literally just like Gravity Falls. There's museums about
it's
Bigfoot.
So
There's museums about Bigfoot. The forest is now super famous because of Bigfoot. Everyone, there's a lot of Bigfoot sightings and claims. That's why a lot of people think that it is real. But it's also not real because, for example, the first true piece of evidence that had people worried that Bigfoot was a real thing was a man who claimed that he had big footsteps, like huge footsteps that could not have belonged to anything except a human-shaped foot, except in his farm. Yeah, it was absolutely huge. And so that was, I think, in the 70s. And it went on, and a lot of people, that was, like, their main piece of evidence for a long time, until in 2001, the sons of that man actually released that he just wanted to raise conspiracy, and he had made the footstep out of wood.
Oh.
Yeah, he molded it out of wood.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, but on top of that, now that he started the conspiracy, there's so much more evidence piling on top of that, so it's this big... I personally don't believe... That Bigfoot is real. I think that a lot of the claims people make is plausible, but I don't think he's real.
That was a story.
Wow. That was a story. Period.
That was on incredible. God.
But yeah, Gravity Falls is the best, and you should definitely watch it. They just put it on.
I've never watched it.
Plug Gravity Falls.
It's on Disney Plus.
If we're plugging things right now, I have to say, just closing out really quick, that Santi's wearing a My Chemical Romance shirt, and we kind of had like a really big freak out when we walked in because we both love My Chemical Romance, and they just got back together, and the tickets for the concert are like $300 for like the worst seats in the thing, and I, yeah, that's
pit,
it.
Pit tickets to My Chemical Romance are $1,500
right now. I'm really sad.
$1,500?
Yeah.
If you guys want to donate to the podcast, we'll go towards Louisa and Santi's
and Santi. Yeah. Going to the... Yes.
Another...
It has to happen every time now.
Yeah,
are those for even good seats?
For the
pit tickets is the best seats. It's the mosh pit. It's the pit.
That's
$1,500. Yeah.
$300 for the ones like all the way in the top back. Anyways,
okay.
So... That's it.
Yeah. What are we at, guys? We're a little bit over time here, but
how much time?
15
well,
minutes.
It's expanded because we screwed up the beginning, but so
how many minutes is on time?
Right now,
yeah.
50.
I mean, that's okay. If we
a lot of it is gonna cut.
Yeah,
out. Like 10.
There's gonna be a little bit cut, but whatever. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, it'll probably end up being like 43.
So
Alright.
I guess we can wrap it up here. Thanks, yeah. Carice, for coming on.
Thank
we
you guys
for
having me.
You were so much fun.
I love you, Carice.
I love it here.
Thank you for being a part of our podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a wonderful day.
Check us out on Instagram. We have a Google form where you can apply to be a guest if you would like to do so. And you can also, if you really liked the topics or if you didn't like them, you can recommend certain topics for us to talk about. And so, yeah, you can make recommendations. Apply to be a guest.
Oh.
Check us out on Instagram.
And I just forgot. We're on Apple Podcasts
Woo!
Now.
Yeah!
We just got approved the other day, got the email, and we're all set up. You can go listen there if you want, if you prefer that over Spotify. Either way, we love you all.
Yeah.
And
social media is spelled the exact same way as the podcast itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PDCST, not podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.